Your attention, please. The reason you're hearing that sound is that the following podcast could contain adult language, adult situations, violence, nudity, and or downright meanness. That means unless you're 18 years of age or older, you are not allowed to listen to this portion of the John Clay Wolf Show. So turn it off now, you deviant little fucker.
Beavis.
This is how the world ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper.
What the fuck is that? Wow.
Movie called The Stand?
Are you totally unfamiliar?
I am, yeah.
You guys are such pussies.
Kind of sounds like shit.
You don't know about Stephen King's The Stand?
Uh-uh.
No, goddammit, Bobbo. You and your fucking deep 50 feet under the goddamn surface.
Well, everybody,
nobody fucking gets.
Everybody who's anybody
Jesus
knows
Christ.
About this. Back in 1978, Stephen King wrote a novel called The Stand. And what it is about is a super flu. It hits the world. It is 99.6% communicable.
What year?
78.
Really?
That means that it kills everybody but 0.04 of the world's population. And the survivors, they don't know why they're immune, but they're just wandering around trying to find gasoline. I mean, this thing was like The Walking Dead before The Walking Dead.
Oh, I want to watch. Is it good?
They made a miniseries out of it with Nick Lowe and Molly Ringwald and Gary Sinise.
Yep. Yeah.
This was the first time that we saw Lieutenant Dan in a big project.
With one leg or two?
I think he had two. Occasionally three.
Now, I'm looking at the video here, and everybody's laying there dead. It's very Walking Dead-ish.
Yeah.
As you said. So it's a zombie. It's a mutated zombie apocalypse.
Well, they're not zombies, they just die. But you know, it's the disease isn't the worst part, though it does kill like 99.6% of the world. The worst part is what people do to each other now that they've got all this space and all this free stuff and the vehicles and the, you know, it's a crazy good novel. The miniseries was not done that well, in my opinion, but they're making a new version, in fact, which is a perfect time for something like that. It's got a lot of your favorite actors in it. In fact, what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg plays the old woman who's the leader for the good guy side.
You know what we do when we get sad and we get sick? Besides
rock
call
out.
Each other fucking faggots.
Rock out.
We talk to Keith Richards. We look at him for guidance. We ask him. Hell, he's made it through everything. So let's bring him up. On this special midweek podcast, Corona death. Everybody's dying and going to hell. We'll talk to Satan a little bit.
So you recognize me.
Keith Richards, are you eating a burrito?
Even with my disguise on, you recognize me.
So I thought, okay, you're the homeless person that just wanders around here during the day.
Right. Right. Who's called the Bobbies on me, right? It's me, Keith. Jesus Christ.
Are you getting more pussy during the meltdown than normal, or less?
Well, not more. Probably not less either. No, it's not, I don't stop.
When I say pussy, I'm talking about like Cats and the Tiger King. Did you watch the Tiger King?
No, I don't like it.
You didn't like it?
I don't like it.
Guy's too flamboyant?
Listen, I'm 104 years old. I see these good-looking young men. They've got a lot of guns, a lot of drugs, and they're wasting it.
Mm-hmm.
They're wasting their sex on another man. I don't mind it. And it's, you know, it's a free fucking country, love. Right? But I don't like to watch it. You know, I don't like to watch it.
Have you ever seen this before, this power of fame and drugs to lure men into being gay over the decades? I'm sure that this is...
Oh, sure, I've seen it. You know, I've seen it, right? That's precisely what David Bowie did to Mick.
Really?
Back in the 80s.
He turned Mick gay for a short period?
Yeah, for about 45 minutes is what it took, they said.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Because, you know what? Because I wouldn't watch it. And Mick wouldn't shut up about it. That's what, you know, we got in a tangle like that.
That he had gay sex with David Bowie?
Right. That's why there's such a long gulf between Sticky Fingers and Emotional Rescue.
Oh.
Right.
Is it a gay period?
So was Emotional Rescue a bring back song from his homosexual experience?
Exactly. What do you think it was?
Ah.
I'm your knight in shining armor. Come to your emotional rescue. I mean, that's all I don't want to judge. But that's about as gay as it gets, right?
Yeah. Now I get it.
Because, yeah, kind of a gay vibe right away.
Is there nothing I can say, nothing I can say, nothing I can do? Because he can't talk about being a homo.
Right.
Taking the big 8-inch in the ass.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
After the stories went around.
I'm just, Johnny I'm just a gay man in a straight man's mouth.
Johnny Rotten.
House.
Threatened to kill Mick. Slyly.
Yeah?
It was horrible. And he acted like, you know, Mick's got this walk like a rooster, you know. He's got Mick Jagger.
Hmm?
Don't fuck with me, mate. I'm Mick Jagger.
Right, mate.
But he was terrified. He was terrified.
So David Bowie, did he get him high or did he just get him under his power? Did he use meth like Tiger Joe did?
I think it was just that kind of thing, you know. David Bowie was great, great artist. But artists don't mind about that kind of thing, right?
Right.
His wife was away.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Mick. Doompy doompy doom. Hey, Mick. You ever wrestle?
Wrestle? Wrestle an alligator? A croc?
And before you know it, before you know it, as Mick described it, they had a bit of a tickle.
Okay.
Makes me stomach uneasy.
And then what?
All I know is there was actual penetration. I believe large amounts of energy were spent in that 45 minutes. Horrible. Horrible.
And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. The backside...
of how this song came about.
Of how this song came about.
Backside's right.
Thank you, Keith Richards. Thank you for joining us this morning. You're corona-free, correct? Spray down his area, actually, after he leaves, please. You never know about that dude.
All I know, Wolf.
I think the germs burn themselves. I think
he may be the cure we need.
I think he has an atmosphere around him.
Yeah.
That is, when germs get near it, it just burns up.
Oh, they actually called me the other day. Yeah. The Fauci.
Oh, did the Fauci call you?
You know, the Fauci called him?
Yeah.
The cancer, the man that cured the AIDS virus.
Yeah.
He called and said, hey, Keith, could we have a spot of blood?
Hey, they're using plasma.
Right. I said, why? He said, well, we know you've had it. And we'd like to see if we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, sure, come on over. And I got, well, you know, what you do? And I gave him the blood and he went away. And he was very thoughtful and thankful and appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hope it works. I've probably had it like 17 times.
Of the corona?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as bad as they say. You know, stay in bed. Stay at the house. You know, make you stock up on Twinkies, peanut butter, and toilet paper.
Jesus Christ. Like thank you, hey, Keith Richards.
Yeah. Bacon and eggs.
Keith, we've got to get on with our little show here. We appreciate your long intro here.
You'd say it's hard to turn him off.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ask a question.
Oh, wow. Especially when we don't have commercial breaks we got to hit in and out of.
Yeah. Right.
So, Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, everybody keeps asking me, where the hell have you been?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if there's what the level of busy is around, but I'm not getting around like I normally do because I'm just trying to stay, you know, in my corner by myself. It's social distancing, even here in the workplace.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't pass a joint. You can't share your chips, you know,
it's all bad.
So I'm like, you can't share your chips.
You haven't seen me because I'm not any more or less busy than I usually am. I've got 100 chores to complete between Monday and Saturday, and I've got a schedule. That's what I'm on, you know? So
I'm starting to get a little, I'm having a bad day.
Are you getting panicky?
Stir crazy?
A little panicky, a little stir crazy. I'd say more panicky than stir crazy. Yeah, I mean, so step one from a, not a radio personality, but a business owner, you know, let's get, okay, we've hit an iceberg, right? Sure. Let's get this bitch back into the harbor, into the shipyard. It's not coming on fast. And then the all the decisions that are having to be made to get it back into the shipyard so it doesn't sink have been panicky. Not panicky, but very precise. So now it's back in, and we're assessing the damage and looking at what it takes to get it out to sea again rolling. And there's no fucking answer.
Oh, I can't imagine. And you won't believe this, but I sit home and have very similar anxieties to yours just thinking about what your anxieties must be. I'm like, Jesus.
Actually, now it's just coming in because I kind of put some blinders on. Not kind of. I put some blinders on. You know, people tell me about problems. I didn't want to hear them. People saying, hey, this is wrong. You know what? That is not classified fucking code red right now. I don't fucking care. I'm dealing with code red shit right now. What is hot and what is not? Not stuff gets shoved off. Hot stuff has to get, because it's big decisions having to be made. So what are cars worth? I mean, we've got, you know, CarMax closes, Carvana closes, all these dealerships close. We're the only ones open. Should we stay open? Should we quit bidding cars? What are they worth? Wall Street falls a third. Okay, we sell these cars last week, lose $1,000 a car on them. So in all the cars that we had inbound, we're going to lose another $1,000 a car on them. So do we bid them at the level now that we can sell them for? Or do we just stop? Because we'll piss off so many people telling them that their 40 grand truck's worth 32. I mean, it's such an insult. Do you do more damage making that offer and getting bad reviews online, you know, these low-ball cocksucking motherfuckers, these sorry cocksucking motherfuckers. I mean, what do you do? And can you really buy them cheap enough?
Well, and then they knock the floor plan out from every independent wholesale dealer in the country.
What he's just talking about is so key. So we sell at the auctions, GiveMeTheVIN.com. And the dealers that buy our cars, they floor them. They have financing for their purchases. And all of the financing sources stopped, right? So they pulled all the credit out of the system. So how much of this price drop in the car commodity is no sales, no pressure, but it took all the speculators out where they can't buy them quote-unquote cheap.
No, our best buyers can't buy.
At all. So we're still buying, but we're buying them low. But we're assholes for doing it. But here's my thought. And this is what I told the buyers on the conference call yesterday. You tell the guy up front, you know, emergency situations, got to help mom, got to do this, cancer, doctor, hospital cash, whatever it is. We are still there to buy cars and convert them to cash. These offers suck. And trust me, it hurts us more than it hurts you. But if you don't have to sell it, don't. Fucking don't. If you think it's going to come back up, if you think it's going to get worse and go down, then bet against me, because I'm betting that we might be at the bottom of the car price. I don't know.
Well, it's got to be very close. You know, I had a stupid idea, and you're going to say this is stupid, but I was thinking maybe you adjust less, you know, on the monetary side, and just rent a couple of levels of a parking garage downtown and just hold on to the cars. I don't know how that affects cash flow. Or even if that's even, you know.
It actually is possible, and we've already kind of started doing that. But to what level? And where does it come back?
I mean, that's the key. You can buy them, and, you know, for, let's say, like what Bob was saying, but the market's
for
not
half
just,
the discount,
yeah.
Say. Yeah. Then we'd get all the fucking cars. Right?
Correct.
If we came up above market right now, this new market of 3,000 back of MMR, and we'd just buy, we'd, you know, buy them all. Then how long do you hold them, and does it snap all the way back?
Because you have to wait. You can't just push them out there because you're going to automatically it's going to lose.
You're paying $25 a share for a stock that's trading at 20. The problem is nobody's selling at 20.
Correct.
And the few transactions that are happening at 20.
How long do you wait for that?
What does it take? Yeah, that's the thing. Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? Is it 90 days? You know? Big Bad Wolf loves Blue Star Airlines.
They told me yesterday, don't expect another live auction with human beings in the building till July.
What?
Yes. I mean, the gates are shut at the auctions. We're having to store these in just what you said. A guarded, we got a security guard, got a parking garage and a lot, and we're pouring them in a holding pen. We got nowhere to sell them, Bob.
But there's some auctions that are still open with Manheim.
Uh-huh, but Dallas County,
yeah.
Dallas County closed the fucking door.
But why would they wait till July?
Oh, now I'm not saying we won't have an auction. They're going to have an auction this week on postcards, on digital. But to have a live auction with, to open the doors where 2,000 people can come into the Manheim Dallas Auto Auction, he said he doesn't see it till July. Because the virus isn't going away. We're flattening the curve, but we it's still there. So these public gatherings, I mean, are over. The concerts are fucking over.
Yeah,
baseball season is fucking over. They'll play it maybe into TV. When's opening day?
It's already passed.
Okay. Well, yeah. Come and gone. So when will baseball season open? When will basketball season open? When will they allow? They're stepping us down. I'm not going to get into this, you know, conspiracy theory tinfoil hat, but very true. They're stepping us down piece by piece and putting a marker in front of us. If they'd have told us 3 weeks ago that they're shutting this economy all the way down and it might be that way till July, we'd all gone batshit nuts and start killing each other.
Sure.
So they're stepping us down so that we can take the next bad news. Well, you know, I think that your grandfather may live another year. And then they're saying to themselves, that motherfucker's got 48 hours. You know, no, that's not true, but he's got a month. But they're stepping down our expectations. So I don't know. I mean, Wall Street recovered back to 22. You know, if you look at the Dow Jones or the S&P, 22 from 18 was the low. But I've said, when those pictures come out in New York City of stacked bodies, then it looked like Wuhan or Italy, the crazy's going to fire back up. And I saw a video late last night. Did you see the guy?
I heard the president talk about it, actually.
What did he say?
He said, I've never seen anything like this. You know, in my neighborhood, he's basically from Queens.
The president?
Yeah.
But did you see the video of the older black man crying? It's obnoxious to listen to because he can't. This is real. This is real. And it's showing 15 body bags getting loaded with a forklift into a frozen truck.
That's crazy. No, I listen to radio news a lot. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how they always move bodies, though, in body bags? And
but there's just a stack of them this time, and they're loading them with a forklift, and it just looks bad.
Yeah, when you got 20,000 of them, I mean, there's no contingency. They're converting hockey rinks, ice skating rinks, into makeshift morgues.
Just laying so they the bodies have a place on ice?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Just to have a place to keep them cool.
Where? Here or overseas?
I would assume New York, Detroit. No, that's really happening. Charlie's smiling like, oh, he's making this up.
Well, I don't know what's real and what's not anymore. That makes sense. I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. New York is bad, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
And D.C.'s about to get weird as well.
In Texas, we've been fortunate that the biggest problem with Texas is all the motherfuckers that had money and went to goddamn Colorado for spring break.
Well, we also neighbored
Louisiana. I know three people that have corona, and Arkansas. They all got it from fucking Crested Butte and Aspen, Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so ironic.
I haven't seen my daughter. I've seen her, but she came back from Colorado, and we, you know, she stayed at her mom's. I mean, fuck. In our house, we haven't had anybody in there in 3 weeks.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, so my wife ordered, it's not her fault, first of all, but she wanted to fog the backyard for mosquitoes. So this guy's shown up 5 times now, and every time he shows up, this is going on and that's going on, and he can't do it. And this morning, he's walked into the house. He's like, hey, I'm going to fog. I said, listen, dude, get the fuck out of the house. if people that we know aren't allowed in here, then you damn sure aren't. And just forget the goddamn fogging thing. Come back in a month, please. Well, this is the fifth. I don't give a shit. Just fucking go. Just stop. I don't need it right now.
Well, all the service occupations are having similar stuff like that. I mean, you can't, you know, we're supposed to distance ourselves from anything like that. You don't go cut your hair.
Right.
Guitar center's closed.
Guitar center's closed?
Yes.
That's when you know it's real.
I know. God damn it. Half price bookstores closed.
I drove around this morning for a little while looking at all these stores and restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot open for takeout, but there's a lot that aren't. I mean, a lot.
Is the gas pipe open?
No.
Really?
I just drove by it. No.
Son of a bitch.
That's when you know it's bad.
I was going to buy a new bong with my big check.
So what's up? Well, I mean, so you live in an apartment complex?
Yeah.
And what's going on around there? What's going on with the pool on the sunny days?
Well, you know, they don't open the pool where I am generally until it's summertime. Now, you know, this thing came about right about spring break time, and sometimes they seems like they'll open it by the middle of April, like right around Easter weekend is a good target date. And then they close it down right after Labor Day, and the pool is not year-round where I live. The neighbors are all very friendly. A lot of us have become quite, you know, familiar with each other.
When you go to the restaurants and get takeout food, I mean, you know that there's a level of quarantine that if you're really going to go all in, then, and you're trusting people to handle your food, then you're not all in. I'm not trying to be negative.
No, but how could you be? How could you be?
You can't. And this, I did get those pills about 2 weeks ago.
What pills?
The malaria pills.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Sold the fuck out. Try to go get those blood thinners or those malaria pills, and everybody's out of them.
I've read some people are having some really bad backlash to those malaria pills.
But it's like a bad acid trip.
Well, they're not taking a ride. I saw on, I think it was the CBS Evening News yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're testing a small dose of, what is it, hydroxyquinine?
Whatever it's called.
A mix of that and Z-Pak.
Right. That's what I got.
To help the symptoms.
When you get it. You don't take it until you get it.
No. And you just lay up and suffer and try to treat the symptoms. And this is, as they say, not fatal for a huge percentage of people. But now listen, if you're dividing your 3%, into a population of how many in New York City?
What, 20 million?
And not a lot of people.
I mean, that radio market is 20 million.
3% of 20 million? That's a lot. It's a lot of people. And it's spreading. When they call it an epicenter, it's so true. Because if you watch the map from day to day, from New York City to D.C. to Philadelphia, you know, it's spreading.
What about Los Angeles? I mean, it's 15 million.
Well,
New York's 20 and L.A.'s 15.
Curve's actually lessening in California. Especially San Francisco.
But they've been afraid they're going
to
fall off in the ocean
it?
For no. 30 years. I mean, they're used to danger, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been scared
Baba,
of
if
the
you
big
knew,
earthquake.
If you knew, if they told you that being a homosexual would create an immunity to coronavirus, what would you do?
I mean, it's like asking me to eat a taco with lettuce on it. It's just, that's not what I do. I found it. No, and I'm no kid. I mean, I'm old enough to realize, like, listen... I can't eat that lettuce, man.
Is your son being tight-lipped, or will he talk about anything that's going on that he sees?
I just talked to him on Sunday.
He's with the service.
He's pissed off because they've canned all leave.
Mm-hmm.
No enlisted personnel. Nobody is going anywhere. Staying on base. Staying on the fort.
And what's going on the bases?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure that doesn't get reported.
We don't get to talk about all that on the phone. I don't get that. He can't even write letters about that. You know, when he comes in, he tells me where he's been and what it was like. And,
right.
You know. So that's just part of his particular branch of the service. I know he's been commuting up to D.C. and spending a lot of time there.
Turley, these people that are selling these cars for these bad numbers, what's their mentality overall? Have you found a common denominator? Do they need the money, or are they just paranoid?
There's been a couple that wanted just the cash.
Right.
Others are just trying to free up if there's a payment, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, just that's kind of been the common denominator that I've been seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else is like, oh, I'm just going to hold it when it's yeah. back up, which is fine. I don't blame you.
How long will it take? You know, in our meetings, we've gone through the other crashes, the 08 crash with gas and then the economy crash in 08 and then 9/11. I mean, do you remember? You probably remember us sitting on this show talking to people 2 years later on diesel trucks that said, that's what I paid for it 2 years ago, what I offered them. So it took like, I saw, you know, $40,000 cars in 08 sell for $25,000.
Oof.
So is this the bottom? It might not be, because that was way more than a 15, 20%, 25% reduction. Or not way more, but, you know, considerably more. I don't know. I mean, I wish I fucking had a plan. The plan was to the emergency procedures. Now, we got her landed safely on the ground. Now, what do we do? I don't know. How many buyers are downstairs?
Five that are inside the office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're showing up.
Yeah.
That are not managers?
Actual non-managers?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Okay, so everybody's staying home?
Yeah.
Are all of the people we laid off, we put to work? What I say is, let's put them to work as drivers. The recon people? I don't know if
Roy's, I mean, yeah, Roy's contacting when he has a long haul.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because, I mean, I'd rather pay our own people than outside services.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, he's, if it's something to Midland that we don't have set up to get picked up, or I think they're doing one in Houston. In fact, you know, if it's vehicles that we can actually drive back.
What's the rule of being on the road? Because
Texas is fine. I mean,
well, everybody's talking about having these, you know, credentials in case you get pulled over.
It's more people panicking ahead of time just in case that's needed.
Do you have an opinion of what you think the traffic density reduction is on a normal basis?
It's like if it's a holiday.
Yeah.
So, you know, when kids are out for school. It's like that, but every, I mean, the ones who go to work are going to work. I mean, they're that traffic.
What percentage
the
same. Do you think the traffic counts are down?
Golly, here? I mean, you're talking about across the country.
I think it's the same everywhere. I mean, except in in the hot zones, it's different. But I think here is like everywhere else. It's not a big hot zone. I've got my number.
30%.
I wrote down 40. Okay, it's 30-40. Yeah, that's about right. Bob, do you have a? Is that about what you see too?
I think it's very close.
Yeah. TxDOT shut down. The title system shut down. I mean, the payoff system's fucked up.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
the Department of Transportation is not rolling.
No, like dealer reassignments.
Wow.
We need. We had to. We ran out, so we had to sit on these deals that we couldn't fucking get because we couldn't get paid on because we didn't have reassignments, and you couldn't go down to the TxDOT office and get a fucking stack of reassignments. Everybody was out, so we finally got a box in. From Austin, but it took 10 days. So we had to sit on a gazillion dollars for fucking 10 days trying to get paid. Because you can't, without the title work, you don't get paid. Mannheim put the kibosh on return for late title. I don't know if you knew that.
Really? No, I didn't.
I found that out yesterday, which is huge.
I don't want to seem alarmist, but one positive option that has really weighed on my mind a lot, especially the last, say, 6 days, 7 days, is... And it could cause problems of its own, but you could make a transition into selling, you know, dope and guns.
And I've heard some serious scenarios on that. They're trying to slow that down. So they have, I didn't talk about it on the show the other day because the guy that was my informant is a dealer.
Yeah.
But the ATF has been showing up at these places and everybody's on hold. Everybody's in a registration mode now.
Yeah.
Even the guys that have the cards. So they slowed down the gun trade a lot because they didn't want to get it. Then they knew what was going to happen. So these gun dealers aren't able to sell guns like they were.
Well, you know, registration is equal to confiscation, John.
Well,
I've heard of that all my life.
But the approval process has had the brakes put on it. So you're waiting to get approved now. And so the gun dealer transactions are down 90%.
Here's the deal, John.
Uh-huh.
Just the narrative will change once the cure is found, and it's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really everybody's waiting for. They're just to say, hey, I got this cure. And there's a story, it was on NPR, if you actually listened to NPR, a company called Bio
Biofuck?
No, not Biofuck. It's a distributed bio. And they're close to actually having discovered a potential cure for it. And it's antibodies that they have already sped up and discovered that, okay, this is working. And now they're onto the phase where you can test, do trial testing. Before trial testing, you had to do only like 20 patients. Well, instead of that, they're going to do like 5,000, which is like phase two mm-hmm. generally. So they're speeding up all that process. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you hear stuff like that, because you have the smartest minds in the world
true.
Living here.
No doubt.
They're just, that's all it's going to take Shake for everybody. Yeah, I mean, it just takes, and you know, it's a narrative. And that's, you know, what the president's looking for, the White House is looking for, a narrative. That's why that narrative constantly, it's a battle between the negative narrative and their positive narrative to keep everybody going. And once they find that cure, it's, everything will turn around. I mean, obviously the market and stuff like that doesn't just jump like all of a sudden, but that's all it takes for people to feel confident. And I think it's coming close. I mean, I'm reading a story actually on this company right now, and they've discovered a potential cure. They're talking about this is just 22 hours ago.
Do you know what this is going to do to our fucking economy?
Already no recession.
Done. Already done it. Yeah,
it's a recession. For sure.
I mean, the Titanic has hit a fucking iceberg. I'm telling you, dude. It is... And then to fix it, so you got to print more money. The amount of this first Band-Aid that they put on it is like three times that of tarp.
Yeah.
Three times. This is round one. So I always use this stupid theory, but if you got a pot of gumbo and it's a gallon and you pour 2 gallons of water in it to feed more people, that shit tastes like water. And that's what's going to happen to our dollar. I mean, it's... I don't know. Maybe I need to... I've been pretty chill. Today's probably my worst day of getting a little panicky.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best thing to do is just turn off the news.
I have. I mean, I still read some.
You just... Well, occasionally just to get the headlines. Right. Update. Okay. Nothing new. All right. Something new here. Okay. That's all I need to know. Mm-hmm. Just spend like, you know, it's like 30 minutes a day.
Right. Don't just sit there and stare at it.
God, no.
No, I don't do that.
Hey, do this, man. Just sit and stare at Fox News, and that's all you watch.
It doesn't matter what
CNBC,
it is.
Here's a headline for
you,
boss.
Those are some nervous people.
Here's a headline from CNBC, which is a channel that I watch, the business channel. Coronavirus job losses could total 47 million. Unemployment rate probably hit 32%.
That's depression.
That's fucked up, dude.
I mean, can you call that a recession?
No, that's not a recession.
No, depression. That wouldn't be, but...
It's a reset. So, Bob, under what scenario do the guns get weird?
You know what? I buy grass from a guy. He's a really good guy. Mm-hmm. And I just made my first purchase from the guy, like last week. Really nice guy. And he said, man, I'm thinking about buying a gun. I said, you know, I've got an old Walther 380 I'm thinking of. And he goes, really? Mm-hmm. How much?
Nickel.
And, by then he was already gone. We're texting back, and I sent him pictures. He's like, man, let me see if I can come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already got people are already starting to think about it. Who I guarantee this guy would never have even considered.
Right.
People are starting to think about it that never would normally think about it. You know.
The doomsday preppers are all like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. I told you, you're gonna wish you was with me.
I know.
I got all the toilet paper.
I don't think it'll get there. I'm just seeing everybody looks at their own wallet and their own business profile, and I'm seeing mine get real weird. Ours.
Well, yeah. That's the, you know, but you've been looking at metrics, you know, longer than I've been an adult, right? And you can see trends, and you can see how things trend up and things trend down, but this is totally outside the box, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think about it a lot, actually. I think about the business end of what we're into here. A lot, but I've got a considerable gut, as you know, and my gut says to just lay low, man.
You know, we trade on a very tiny margin. Our revenue at Gimme the Vin is massive, but the profit number's just a small percentage.
Because it's cash flow. It's
right.
Constantly turning.
So all these programs that they have out there, we don't qualify for because our revenue's too high. We're fine, but I'm just...
None of the small business There's a lot of breaks out
Charlie,
there.
We're over, you know, we're leaning $500 million in revenue. So we're not small business because of that. We are a small business, but because of that number, we're not a small business. So we don't get all that pickup. Will Barker Media? Damn sure would. You know, the fucking advertising agency? You know, if I had a lawn mowing service, it'd be fine. But if anybody's getting paid on any of this stuff, have you heard anybody actually getting funded on any of these loans?
It's 3 weeks out from just the...
They said that 3 weeks ago.
No, it's like literally the IRS just released saying... when they expect it into your accounts, and it'd be 3 weeks. If you filed in 2019, that's what it'll be based on. If you didn't file in 2019, it'll be filed in, based on 2018 income.
iHeartRadio, I was reading this morning, they furloughed a bunch of people. The CEO took away his pay for the rest of the year. All new raises have been pulled back to old. It's just everybody's got their own different version of trying to wait out this storm. It's just... how long is the storm? And I'm with you, Turley. I mean, the second we get a anti-serum, so to speak, that, you know, that'll take that heat off. But is there any, and I don't know the answer to this, and you might, Mike or Bob, is there new waves of this coming on in China? Did I hear that right? Is that bullshit?
No, I haven't seen that.
I haven't heard that at all. In fact, in some places like Korea and Hong Kong, they serious, no fucking joking around, locked it down immediately, and they're fine.
Well, Korea started shooting motherfuckers, didn't they?
I've not heard that either.
You haven't seen the memes?
Wasn't that the Philippines?
Three new cases of corona in North Korea. An hour later.
North Korea.
And an hour later, no new cases.
Yeah, North Korea. But it's weird in North Korea.
It's different,
though.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, of course.
They're hitting people with sticks in the streets of the Philippines. They refuse to stay home. Mm-hmm. And just some old cat grooving down the street, the cops come out.
The reason for us
whack
to
whack him
do
with
this
a
was
stick
to,
till he goes back home.
Wait, the reason that we decided to do this was to calm people down, right? I think I'm making it worse. Maybe I need to get off this.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just. Did you watch Ozark?
I'm going to start tonight, actually. There's so much stuff on. You know Westworld is back. Did you ever get into that? Mm-mm. God, it's good.
I think a show you'd like is Succession.
I've watched. It's wonderful. Is the new
I'm
one
on the, no, I'm on the first season. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
It's good. It's
I'm
good.
On the episode where they just went to the bachelor party and this underground scene. Yeah, and Tom swallows his own load.
Yeah, that
Holy
was odd.
Shit.
Why did Tom want to do that?
I don't know, but Tom swallowed his own load.
Tom
He's
ain't
proud
right.
of it.
Tom ain't right.
Yeah, that show's fucked up. There's some fucked up people. But it's entertaining, that's for sure.
It is. Tiger King, we covered that in its entirety on Saturday. Ozark is like a new Breaking Bad, and they released season 3 Friday, and I've watched it, and it's better than season 1 or 2. It's really, really. Have you started season 3, Turley? Are you just starting?
I haven't seen any of it, no.
No,
just,
it's fucking wonderful.
Yeah. I'm just muddling through Succession right now.
Mm-hmm. And your wife, what's going on at the hotel?
No, she's laid off. She's furloughed.
And
so.
What do you think the occupancy is at the, I won't say the name of the hotel, but
10 was of last weekend, 10 people. Yeah. So.
Wow.
But they've got to stay open because there is people that live there too.
Right.
So, you know, it's literally down just to the general manager and I think a couple other people. That's
so
it.
Furloughed means you get to keep your benefits. Your health care stays intact. Is that about it?
Well, because she can file for unemployment, and I don't think you can get your benefits if you're filed for unemployment. I just know she's got her 2 weeks of PTO, and when they say furlough, that means they're going to offer her the job back. Not so much the benefits and stuff.
So they had to legally chop them so they can get unemployment.
Yep.
And what does unemployment look like? Has she already done the math on it? What percentage of her normal pay would be?
It's a lot less.
I know, but do you have a percent? We don't have to talk about the numbers of it, but the percentages are safe.
She hadn't even logged in yet because she has to wait till, I think, what is it? When her PTO is up. So next week, Monday. So I don't know. I've been kind of.
Is it half?
I would think it's going to be around that.
Mm-hmm. It usually falls to between 60 and 65%, depending on the job.
And how long you work there?
That's why I don't know, because she's been there so long. And
Yeah, if you're, I mean, say you're hourly and you work at 7-Eleven, you know, and you can calculate 40 hours.
Is this quite a bit less. So you're watching your son get homeschooled.
Well, it's actually, I mean, they're doing it all online. So it's not homeschooled. It's at home, but all the teachers are another, I guess it's kind of like homeschooled.
Well,
is homeschooled is because homeschool used to be the mom was doing it.
I think they need to have a time where the teacher does a lecture on video and the kids watch.
Yeah, no, that's what they have.
That's not what ours are doing.
Oh, really?
They're doing assignments. The teacher's at home. They don't have to be glued to a screen at a time and take a lecture.
Yeah, they'll do it. It's not every day. I think it's a class will do it once a week. So one class will do it once a week.
Well, you're paying your kid to go to private school just like I am mine. Should we furlough that?
Well, yeah, that's another story.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
We're not getting our money's worth. It's not their fault. It's not their fault.
No, no, no.
But
no,
the chain reaction of this goes everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's not even close.
Not even close.
They should probably cut you a check.
Because you do have to pay in advance.
Yep.
They don't have the money to cut you a check.
Nah, yeah. That's a whole different story there.
It's not a different story. It's reality.
No, I'm talking about as far as what they plan on. I mean, everybody's already paid up for this last semester, mm-hmm. so... Really what it'll come into is the summertime, or not summertime, but the next school year.
Hmm.
And that's not due till July for most of those schools.
Do you think there'll be a wave of, I know there will be, I just wonder if it'll be like the World War II bullshit, where there's literally a ridiculous wave of births from all the fucking, because you're stuck at home.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, that's just always in the natural occurrence on it.
I'm going to bid the over on that.
Yeah.
I'm a corona baby. I mean...
There's some funny memes going on about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the names of these coronials, is that what you call them?
Coronials, yeah.
Bob, have you talked to your, I know you have, your parents live in small town Texas.
Yeah.
You know, 50 miles outside the Metroplex. Is their life changed as much as ours has?
Not at all.
Right.
Not in the least. My sister, last Sunday, texted me in the morning and invited me to her birthday party.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, I can't.
And is it...
What I'm thinking is, what the fuck are you doing having a fucking birthday party?
Because I talked to my buddy in Vernon today, and it's the same thing. It's just like life, they have no cases. Hmm. You know, Vernon's a little 12,000 population town in the middle of West Texas, and I was thinking about going up there and visiting them.
Really?
Well, I mean, 20 minutes outside of here, Parker County, and I mean, in Alito, well, there's nothing there, and mm-hmm. everything's the same. I mean, the businesses are... Doing the, you know, as far as the closed to walk in, but I mean, the further you go out from the city, that's the way it's going to be. And you may, what you may see is more people moving away from the city.
Right.
I mean, that's what
they're damn sure not moving to New York.
No.
Depending on the time duration of this, though, Turley, you're probably very right. I would expect a bit of that.
Because it's been the opposite. Everybody's been moving back into the city. That's why you've seen mm-hmm. such booms like in downtown areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's going to stop
New Yorkers
now.
Are like, I mean, Trump is now like the Mexicans that he was pointing at before. Because all the New Yorkers are scrambling and they're trying to keep them stuck in New York.
In the city.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
because there's enough I mean, New York.
Rhode Island's all fucked up because all the New Yorkers fucking.
Well, they've closed their.
Closed their border.
They didn't close them. They've stopped at where they're asking, where are you coming from and looking at IDs.
You cannot get in the state of Texas on the highway today if you're coming from Louisiana. Did you know that?
On the highway, yeah. I heard that.
So what do you take? Back roads?
Yeah.
Jump the scales?
Of course. There's all kinds of back roads.
Not on the Louisiana side. My son and I went out there years ago, and it was hard to find a place to cross over from Louisiana, man.
Well, that river kind of fucking slows things down.
Yes, it does.
What about chlorine? Hmm? Are swimming pools good? Can you have a birthday party in a swimming pool? Does chlorine kill the virus?
No.
I still don't think the Mexicans get it like the white people and the black people. I'm telling you. Look at the stats.
I'm looking at them right now. Mexico's had 1,000 cases.
Oh, they do. They actually had a case. So they all white people in Mexico?
I don't know.
Doesn't have pictures of them?
1,000 cases.
Like, does it have the shade thing, the hue of the color of the skin?
It does not.
I think the more Mayan they are, the more resistant.
Just like the research, the more scientific it is.
Yeah.
The more scientific it is. Right?
Well, I mean, it really is more the countries like in the Caribbean and stuff, they have the least amount of numbers.
So you get on a jet airplane and go to the fucking St. Mark's or St.
British Virgin Islands. They have three.
If you can get
three
one,
cases.
If you can get a plane out. I'll tell you what I do.
Okay.
And it's a little different than the way you guys probably look at things. You go home, but, you know, you go home and you're there with your wife, your kids, you know. I'm there with my dog, whatever. I chat online, you know, with people all the time. You got to take stock of what you got in the house that you can live on and just ride this mother out. There's no other option. There's no other option. If you can work, if you've got a spot you can go in and do what you're supposed to do and keep the thing together, that's all you can do. And it makes, there's no point in worrying and being too overly reactionary, because that's where we fuck up.
Have you seen the meme that's gone wild during this crisis of the huge cock black man that is just taken on every
picture
role in the world?
It's the Rick roll.
What?
But it's the black cock roll instead. So
what?
There'll be a news story.
Yeah, go ahead.
There'll be a news story that I'm going to send you. Hey, man, you got to check this out. Trump just said blah, blah, blah. And you click on it, and it's a big fat guy with a big old cock.
He's really not fat if you look hard at him. He's very muscular and huge. And
I guess, he's not fat.
He's got a 12-inch fucking three-inch circumference cock on him. Call him Mr. Ed for short.
And it's on all kinds of different stories.
Is he giving a lecture?
No, he's actually dead. I researched him because I was like, who is this guy, and could we get him on the show?
Got one just yesterday, and I'll if I can pull it.
He's dead because he brought no explanation for anything. You said this is like a joke people send around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got this one picture of this old porn actor, and he's just taken on all these different roles.
That's the funniest one there.
The puzzle.
Of the puzzle.
I think you know what? You sent me a haiku about that.
Here, look. Look at this
one. Haiku.
Click on that one. Just click on the grocery line.
Oh, click on it?
Yeah. You know, normally I'd be worried about keeping the tempo up. But nobody listening to this has any fucking thing to do anyway but sit here with us like us.
That wasn't we got nothing a cock to fucking at all. Do. That was a little lazy eye.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. Sorry. There's so many of them. Yeah, this one was.
Hey, John,
right. Yeah,
this will shock you. My joke videos are straight. Why are you seeing cock everywhere?
It's just this one dude.
You're right. That was a lazy eye one.
You wrote me a haiku about that Sunday morning. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. You're like, Bobo. We got to do something about the big black cock guy for the show. And I thought, haiku.
Well, then I looked him up, and he passed away a few years ago. So he's.
Did you look him up for real?
Like Joe Exotic.
What's his name even?
I forgot. It's
Cockamite.
It's something normal. Cockamite. I'm looking for that one where with the skiers, man. The best one was the skiers.
King of the Coronials.
Cockamite.
Lord Cockamite. King of the Coronials. 30 years from now, if we're all still alive, we'll look at our grandkids, and they'll say something stupid like, in a democratic society, we get the government we deserve. We'll be like, okay, Coronial.
Coronial.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, watch. Like that Trump
story. You haven't seen this, Bob? You've had to see this.
God almighty.
Have you not? You really have not seen this?
I saw it now.
No. Wow.
Okay. I mean, that's the guy.
I guess I'm hanging in different circles than you are, guys. I don't know.
I get that often.
Well, and it's so large on your screen, you have to panic and try to shut it off because you don't want anybody to walk by and like, what are you looking at there?
And your neighbor in the office is like, hey, nice dick, Turley.
Our guy Ken downstairs had it on. It popped up on his screen. And one of the girls come by, he's like, oh, wow, that's large. This is like,
Somebody sent me a picture of a giant Peter.
Oh, hey, it's... And you haven't been around in a while.
Hey, Ronnie. Oh, yeah.
Trading Peter pictures with my coworkers.
Are you?
This one's black.
And so meaty.
His name is Lord Cockamite.
Speaking of...
That's 30 minutes, by the way.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Is the situation with... I want to leave the names out of all of it, but the situation with the lover's quarrel downstairs, is it... Is it calm?
Yeah, I mean, as calm as, you know, we separated one, gave him a choice. I guess it would be the fuck buddy. And he decided he couldn't take a job out of state. Mm-hmm. So he resigned. Okay. And the other one is, I mean, he's at home right now for another week and he'll be back. And
we had a parking lot brawl over a piece of ass is what happened.
I heard about it. Mm-hmm. Charlie wouldn't tell me anything, by the way.
But there's
find out somewhere else.
One of them, I mean, he's going to, by the time he gets back on Monday, it'll be 3 weeks away. So it's been enough time to... Hopefully everybody forgets.
Did you get to see it from beginning to end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were there any good bees thrown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was very fast, so...
How many connections? Like, if you were scoring the boxing match?
Three connections by the older gentleman.
You got fighter A and fighter B.
Older gentleman versus younger gentleman.
Okay.
Maybe the best way to put it.
Oh, old is A and young is, is B. Okay.
So A got three, and then B got... He got one in late, right when I walked up. And I think it was because I was walking up.
Okay.
Oh, not walking. I ran.
Did anybody get kicked when a man went down?
No.
It didn't go ghetto?
It was fast. It was 20 seconds from the time that Fighter B stood up and took his shirt off in the buyer's room to run outside with this guy. It was about 20 seconds. Because as soon as I saw that, I'm like, what the fuck is that guy doing? He's taking his shirt off?
He's taking his shirt off.
And then they walk out and you hear a boom, boom, and I'm... Fucking darting all the way down there.
Fighter A took his shirt off?
No,
B?
Fighter B did.
Removed his shirt. Now, when he was removing his shirt, did he get clocked?
No, this was inside the office. Okay. He was getting prepared
to fight.
So
he took his shirt off, and then he took two to the head?
He took his shirt off. They walk outside, and then it was boom, boom, two to the head, and then he got one in, and that was it.
Did anybody fall?
No. There was no one knocked. It wasn't that hard. It was hard enough to where... Fighter B did complain and was going to go to the hospital because he thinks he's got a concussion. And, okay.
Well, that would be a problem between he and Fighter A.
I know, because it was outside of the office. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, did he get hit in the mouth or the side of the...
Of the head, the temple.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't get dazed and confused?
I mean, the guy was... I couldn't tell. I don't know if he's, you know, naturally that way anyway.
To be honestly, he never seemed that on the level to me anyway.
Exactly. So it's kind of...
Look at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the guy.
Those fights are weird, man. They happen... Real fights happen so quick.
Yeah.
It was...
I remember I was at the Rhythm Room in Dallas, and I was a freshman at SMU. One of those packed backyard scenes with a band. And I'm walking with a pitcher of beer in my hand, and I get hit in the back of the head. I'm just laying face down in the gravel, like, damn. Somebody hit me in the back of the head. And then I got up, and I got a good one on him. And he was a lot bigger than me, and I was a big guy then. And he went down, and I said, hey, we need to get the fuck out of here. Because I think I just got lucky.
But it felt like it was longer, right? Mm. The fight?
Yeah, it felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
It seemed like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'll fight.
So when this motherfucker like wakes up, then we're going to have to do this all over again. I don't know if I'll have the same success rate that I just had. Therefore, I would like to evacuate. I can walk out of here victorious at this moment. I'll just take my win and go home.
Yeah, take your ball and go home, right, dude. That's what you do.
Now, another TKO. Time, we were at the Tijuana Yacht Club in Dallas that same year, semester, and I got to arguing with some black girl. It was really odd. It had nothing to do with race. What the fuck was it? And then she broke a bottle and came after me with it.
Hey.
Oh, damn, that's dangerous.
And spicy gal.
So we got apart, and then a bouncer walked up, and he said, you need to get out of here. And I said, no, I don't. She needs to get out of here. And he started talking tough, and I said, I don't think you're bad enough.
Mm.
And I didn't get the word. I was drunk. I wasn't wasted. Let's go ahead and call me wasted. I didn't get the words out of my mouth, Bob. And I had a knee in the balls, and then... So you bend over because you get a knee in the balls. And then they grab the back of your head and they knee you in the face. And then you're dazed. And then the other one grabs your arms behind your back and they spin you around and start slamming your head against the bar.
Yeah.
And then the
other
one...
You know why? Because that's not fighting. That's combat. And you fucking ask for it.
And then then the other one puts you in a sleepy hold and pass out and drag you out onto the curb. And when I came to, my... Mexican friend that was a roommate, Sergio De La Cruz, started giving me a pep talk. Go back in there.
That's great.
Don't take that shit. Fuck those motherfuckers. You can take them, Wolf. That's bullshit. I was like, dude, I think we're going to go.
Yeah, I think I'm gone. I think I'm done. I'm good.
My reaction time has been tested, and I'm not impressed at all.
Yeah, because that
5 or 7 minutes you were out, Sergio was in there placing bets. I promise you.
He's like, I'm going to get him back in. I bet you. Come on. Let's take some bets here.
That's why you take that job. If you're just a badass, just a certifiable badass, go be a bouncer. Because you don't lose fucking fights, especially if
the
it's two
next
on one.
Morning we were playing Texas Tech. It was like the third game of the season. And I remember in the pregame drills having that helmet on and going through, I was like, oh, fuck, man, my head was hurting. I was redshirt, so I wasn't playing that year.
You still had to be out there.
Yeah, I had to be out there with that fucking helmet on my...
Be a tackling dummy kind of practicing. Yeah.
Before the game, and I had to put that fucking helmet on my swollen-ass head. And it hurt. And I couldn't tell the coach why I was hurting. No. We made it.
Bad times. There are good times and bad times in this world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get through them all. And sometimes, you know, I'm a weird type. Sometimes I'm so damn happy for 3 weeks at a time that I got to just find a little misery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm a little miserable and I got to find a little happy.
Right.
And it's a teeter-totter, man. You know, it's you on this side and death over there, you know? And you just got your up and your down.
Did Tom Hanks die of the corona yet?
No.
I think he's almost better, I think.
Joe Diffie did. Jackson Brown's got the corona.
Dude, Bob, we've got to get the clip from JD last week.
I got it.
Turley, do you remember the Joe Diffie clip?
I remember him saying he thinks he was doing it because for attention.
Yes!
Yeah, for attention, yeah.
And then he dies 24 hours later.
Well, I'm Joe Diffie. Didn't miss me on the television again.
Joe Diffie's just doing this to get some...
I don't think he said Joe Diffie. He goes, I haven't heard from him in a while. I wonder if he's just doing it for attention.
Can you manipulate the audio where you plug Joe Diffie's name in there and we make him look worse than it really was?
Maybe. It sounds pretty bad in hindsight anyway.
It does.
Oh, would you listen back to it?
Yeah, I've got it. It's about 25 seconds long. It'll be in the drops, Charlie. Most of our drops are like a second and a half.
Do you have the whole cut?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's about 25 seconds. And it ends with John saying, you know what? You're a dick.
And then if you can find an audio drop of a news reporter saying Joe Diffie died.
Yeah.
It'd be better not in our voices, but in a reporter's voice.
And we'll start it with, what was his song, Ships That Don't Come In?
Hell, I don't even know who it was.
Is that John Deere Green? Is that him?
I thought that was John Anderson.
No.
And John Deere Green.
Nope.
Was it Joe Diffie?
I don't know if it was Joe Diffie, but it was not John Anderson.
Okay, I really thought it was.
We probably should know this before Saturday.
Well, Betty Lou Loves Marlene.
And John Deere Green.
It's not just
I don't know why I thought it was John Anderson.
Mm-mm. Did Mickey Dilley really die? Mickey Gilley die of the coronavirus? And John Denver died.
Whoever wrote Rock and Roll or whatever, Joan Jett died.
Yeah, but he probably died of old age.
Yeah,
Joan Jett died?
No, not Joan Jett. The one that wrote I Love Rock and Roll.
The one that wrote You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma Needs to Die.
David Frizzell.
I don't mean it. Joe Diffie. Let's see who the hell
Nobody
he is.
Nobody needs to die.
I agree.
Who did John Deere Green?
Yeah, he did. John Deere Green. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He had a top five, including 93 Staples, Prop Me Up Besides the Jukebox.
John Deere Green.
And John Deere Green.
Hey. Oh.
How do I skip past the damn intro?
John Deere Green.
So that's Joe Diffie.
Yep.
On a hot summer
good song.
Night,
you know.
He did a lot of good stuff, man.
He did a song called Pick Up Man. I remember that thing, yeah.
Something women love about a pickup man.
They all kind of sound alike.
16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck.
You know, it was so easy back then. Some of the songs sound so simple, you know, and just primary colors like. But it's lasting. The stuff that's coming out today, it just doesn't last.
Oh, wait, this might be the song we use. Play that at the beginning again. For the intro for GD. Yep. This is it.
Now you watch. We're going to piss him off, and he's going to take 6 weeks off.
Do you have a JD?
And we won't see him till fucking August.
Hey, just us talking.
Uh-huh.
Tell me that JD didn't cough as much as he was coughing last Saturday. Or am I just being paranoid?
No, he does.
He's just old coughing bastard?
Yeah, he does.
All these, we've got a lot of older guys. I mean, I'm 47. I'm not young. But these older guys cough a lot. JD didn't smoke a bunch.
I cough a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, but I've been smoking again.
He's got allergies and all that kind of stuff, so.
Okay.
He's a delicate flower.
Yes. A delicate flower.
DJ Ryan?
And he needs sunshine on his face all the time. And no whiskey.
Is this my song, If I Die of Corona? If I
die. Yep.
All right. It's a
good way to end the podcast.
If I die, you've got it right here. At my funeral, I want Tuesday's Gone played.
Of course.
And that's probably it. That's good enough.
Just that song, that's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's okay. Good enough.
And Like a Rolling Stone.
Nope, don't want that.
How does it feel?
I do not want Bob Dylan at my funeral.
How can you tell him what songs to play?
I just thought it'd be funny.
What
song do you want played at your funeral, Bobo?
I got a few of them, man. Paul McCartney's Here Today.
Okay.
Is important.
This is actually a good topic to do. I mean, it's depressing, but I've done this with friends. I actually have it saved. We all kind of talked about, okay, what songs do we want to play at our funeral?
My dad so was terrible.
Ooh, Deacon Blues, without a doubt.
Okay. And JD's prop me up besides the
jukebox. We don't know if this is what JD wants. So.
What's yours, Turley?
Golly, I don't even know.
It'll be a Chris Cornell track, I promise you.
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys?
No, that's not a real appropriate song. Ah.
It was Sabotage.
It would be noticeable, though.
I can't think of it right. I don't know.
Tuesday's Gone's probably the best song that's ever been written. For me. Yeah, Tuesday's Gone. My dad's funeral, man. The music at my dad's funeral was so bad.
Our house is on fire.
God, it was so bad.
It wasn't all bad. They actually, the instrumental stuff they were playing while everybody was entering for about 20 minutes or so, sounded like acoustic guitar versions of Glen Campbell songs. And it really played well. I thought it was very classy.
You know, speaking of dead people from coronavirus, I was listening to some Kenny Rogers this week. He died from coronavirus, didn't he?
No.
Oh. Just old age?
Plastic surgery.
Died of plastic surgery.
That's what I think it is.
But there's a Kenny Rogers song. You know, I was thinking the best one was that one from Six Pack, the movie. And it's not. It's, how do I get rid of this? Kenny Rogers. Have you gone through his catalog since he passed?
Oh, Bob? Man. I grew up on his catalog. There are a lot of great
You forget how much of a soundtrack to the world that motherfucker was at that time.
Yeah. And I mean, don't mind being a mellow guy. And like, Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer is a beautiful song. You know, She Believes in Me. That's great.
It's pretty mellow, man. I was going back and listening because I was never a big fan of it. I was like, I know that and that. And everything else was like, ooh, God.
This song's pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll just go out with this. We all got to get back to work. Fight the coronavirus. Peace out, Kenny Rogers. You were good. Later.
Show me a bar with a good-looking woman and just get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox. I'll show you a song you should play. Sooner or later, a few shots of bourbon, I'll think of something to say. Whoa, I can take her or leave. I'd like to take her away. Liquor and music, good combination. If you got love on the brain, I never knew two women who acted the same. Some wanna drink first, and some wanna just sit and talk.
Fucker out.